Okay, we're going to go ahead and roll right into our next media availability here. We have Denny Hamlin, driver the number 11 FedEx Ground Toyota. Denny, you have 5 wins at this track. It's been a couple years since you were in victory lane. What do you think you and your team need to do to get back there this weekend?
Yeah, we just got to get our cars better. You know, obviously, hadn't been as strong as what I'd hoped, like you said, here recently. But, yeah, got a pretty good idea of things we need to work on to make that better. So we're working on it. I thought the first practice we made some pretty good gains, and hopefully we get maybe one more run in the final practice to kind of tune it up and be where we need to be.
Thank you. We'll go ahead and open it up to questions from the media. Please raise your hand, wait for the wireless mic, and start with your name and affiliation. I'm going to start up front here with Jeff.
Jeff Gluck from JeffGluck.com. Obviously, your incident with Chase has been everywhere leading up to this week, all over Twitter and commercials and things like that, so I'm sure you've had a chance to relive it. When you look back on it now, has your thoughts about that changed at all? Do you have any more perspective now that time's passed?
No, I think I kind of really touched on it right after the race, personally, you know, with the tweet I sent out. You know, it was a mistake on my part, and I moved on from it. We both have. We've raced each other quite a bit during the course of this year, and everything's been fine. Well, the only bad memories is really it's just, you know, it all just kind of unraveled, you know, our chance to make the final four, to be honest with you. So that part of it's frustrating, but I don't, you know, it was so long ago that, you know, my focus has already shifted to this season and figuring out how I can't go back. So I've got to go forward now.
Second row, we'll go Mark and then Kelly.
Mark Garrow, PRN. Sir, just following up on that a little bit, were you surprised at all by the ferocity of the reaction when you know, the crowd, Chase's reaction, then what happened at Phoenix, that bump led to all of that?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, those type of incidents have happened for a long time in the course of NASCAR history by a lot of different people, and I think it just had a lot to do with the people in play. I think it just, I mean, if it depends, you know, maybe if the shoe was on the other foot and it was the other way around, it probably would have been cheers. I don't know, you know, but it's part of short track racing, and obviously it gets used a lot for promos, and, you know, if thank goodness this is not Texas Motor Speedway, or else, you know, we'd, you know, have a boxing ring or something sitting outside, so... it's just it's part of short track racing. Always has been for many, many years. I was just it was bad to be a part of it on that particular night.
Did you ever have the feeling like, are you kidding me? All that?
Yeah, you know, I think most of it had to do with the people in play, the players.
Kelly Crandall, racer.com. Denny, there's just something about pit road every time you come down that we at this point kind of expect something to happen.
That's just rude.
I mean, for you though, are you conscious? Like,
I'm very conscious.
Like, how do you work on it? Like, what is it that you can do to try and stop these gremlins of getting you every time?
Just learn from them. I mean, and it is a constant learning thing. And I've had, you know, a little bit of everything, you know, penalty wise this year on pit road, and it's really hurt us in stages more so than has our finishing position. I think we've obviously rebounded and finished in the top 6 all but one race. But in the one race we didn't, we ended up going 2 laps down because of that speeding penalty, because it was under green, which is a quadruple penalty. So I just got to learn from, you know, I'm definitely not pushing it as hard as I was on pit road. That we've had 2 separate incidents of me getting too close to the left side wall by sliding the tires, and that's just, I think it's just early season gremlins that I'm having, you know, getting back acclimated to being on pit road and feeling each brake settings for each track out, and usually it's mistakes on the track that I'm making early in the season, not on pit road, and so I feel like I can fix those a little bit easier.
Woody?
Woody came with MRN. Denny, with the rare off weekend coming up and it being Easter, I'm curious if holidays like that have extra meaning for you now with the girls, and if you have any special plans with them or stuff you remember doing when you were a kid that you want to pass on to them.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to come on a good weekend. There's a lot of fun stuff that we get to do, and obviously, you know, getting to spend some time out there west with, you know, Stenhouse and the Larsons and Fernelli's and Waltrip and all that. That was really fun to spend those 2 weeks out there. And, you know, I'd like to do something like that again. I don't really have any plans just yet, but it definitely – enjoy the time at home that we have, because they're so few and far in between anytime we start our season. So I don't have anything yet, but it's I'm sure I will be with them in some way.
I'll go to the other side of the room. Caleb.
Caleb Whistler, Kicking the Tires. Looking forward to Texas in a couple of weeks. What are your expectations with year two with the repave at the track?
You know, it's definitely a different racetrack than what it used to be, for sure, when they repaved it. It's such a fast racetrack. We had a very good run there in the playoff race last year. We had a really bad race there in the spring of last year. So I feel like we really made gains on it, and hopefully we're just as competitive this time around as we were last season. So I like the track better the old way, but it's just you had to do something. They had so many weepers and stuff whenever it rained. It's really kind of turned into a one lane racetrack right now, and it will be for a while until something different happens, and so it's a challenge to race on, for sure. It's you know, definitely one of the fastest and you know, one of the narrowest racetracks that we race on, even though in feet it's probably one of the widest.
Do we have any other questions for Denny? All right. Thank you very much for your time.